It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Next time you go to the doctor, you might notice a lot more computers than there used to be. The medical community has been adopting more digital record-keeping tools for diagnosing conditions and prescribing medication. So how is that transition to all this health information technology going? A new report by the Institute of Medicine finds some patients are suffering.
There's a range from getting the wrong medication to too high a dose of a medication to even occasional deaths.
Dr. David Bates of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston is one of the authors of the report.
In one children's hospital in Pittsburgh, when they put in place a computer order entry, which lets doctors write orders on the computer, the mortality rate among children who are transferred in to receive special care went up substantially. I will note that other hospitals around the country have implemented exactly the same technology and have actually seen a reduction in their mortality rate.
If we're going to understand how the use of technology could cause harm, we need to figure out what went wrong in places like Pittsburgh. Dr. Ashish Jha is a professor at Harvard's School of Public Health and an author of this report as well.
One of the things that happened in Pittsburgh in the pediatric ICU was that when the electronic system was put in, physicians started spending a lot less time at the bedside and a lot more time staring at the computer screen and interacting less with nurses and interacting less with patients. And there's a lot of information you pick up when you speak directly with people that when you go to pure electronic communication, you miss.
Jha says patients will benefit from health information technology in the long run.
But the process of going from paper to technology is disruptive, and I think that's the place we have to manage.
Well, how can that be improved?
Part of it is research. We have almost no data on how to safely implement electronic health record systems. So if you came to me and said, I want to implement an electronic record in my hospital, how do I do this in a way that doesn't harm patients? We have almost no evidence base for that. And then as doctors and hospitals implement these systems, we have to track very closely who's doing it well and who's not doing it well, and then try to spread the lessons of the successful implementations.
If these issues can be worked out, Jha sees a bright future for all of us.
These technologies can have a dramatic effect on the safety of healthcare. We've seen, for instance, studies that suggest that electronic prescribing can reduce medication errors by 90-95%. The promise is out there. The challenge is to do it well.
Find a link to this report at marketplacetech.org. Leave it to the web to solve problems you didn't know you had, like what to drink while listening to your favorite music. Drinkify.org was hatched at the recent Music Hack Day Boston conference. You type in an artist, and it tells you what to drink while listening to them and plays some of their music. Let's give it a try. How about Motley Crue? Ooh, tequila, coffee, and honey. Yeesh. Moving on. Rihanna has the number one song in the country right now. Let's try her. Ooh, Red Bull, Tabasco, and Lemon Sour. Ouch. Maybe mellow out with James Taylor. What does it say? One bottle of organic red wine. Nice. Serve at room temperature. Or you know what? You could always just have some tap water. Just a nice, refreshing, delicious glass of tap water. There's nothing wrong with that. It goes with all sorts of music.
And I woke up this morning.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.